I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andy, your friend. I'm in my dressing room getting made up, getting ready for tonight's show with Gloria Steinem. I mean, Lala Kent. Lala has become just a feminist Norma Rae. Maybe that's redundant. But you know what? I've met a lot of women who love Lala this year. She's from Vanderpump Rules, in case you've been under a rock. And she's with Carl from Summer House. I hear that Lala's boyfriend is here, that we've heard so much about. So that's interesting. I'll be finding that out in a little bit. I actually saw the two of them at the airport in Miami on New Year's Day. What do you think about that? Cash me outside. How about that? Anyway, that's what I have to say tonight. There's a light rain outside. It's unseasonably warm in New York City. And I'm just sitting here reading the news before the show. I'm reading that Donald Trump is rolling back rights for the LGBT community. So that'll put me in a really good mood before the show. Okay, enjoy it.
Lauren keeps trying to romantically incline him, and she's Sir's resident, Gloria Steinem. It's Watch What Happens Live with Lala Kent and Carl Rodkey now. Watch What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse on a Monday night with a woman who had a pasta clash and a man who witnessed a watermelon smash. Please welcome Sir Hostess and designated feminist from Vanderpump Rules. It's Lala Kent. Hi, Lala. Great to see you. And he is the ringleader of a workus circus from Summer House. Welcome back, Carl Rodkey. Hey, Carl. Great to see you. So excited you're both here. Lala, this is some getup. Stand up and show us.
We gotta give a little leg. It's my Real Housewives starter kit.
Yes, it is. You know, after limbering myself with cocktails every night in the clubhouse, tonight's bartender gets me limber. The following day, I sometimes hate him for it. I spend every day with this guy. It's my trainer, Stanislav Kravchenko. All the way from Ukraine. Great to see you, buddy.
Thank you so much. You
yes. Too. Yeah. You're drinking tonight. Yeah. Stanny, are you already getting a little red? He blushes when
a little
he...
Bit, yes.
Yeah, a little bit. Okay, good. That's endearing, Stanny. After running out on her horror show of a birthday party, Stassi had some explaining to do, and she actually did it. Take a look.
I'm sorry. I can't. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I've been feeling like I was going to throw up for 2 days. I'm so sorry. There's nothing I can say. I know I'm wrong about everything. And let it go.
It's all good. We love you.
I brought my checkbook and I'm really sorry.
Oh my God, what do I do with a check?
Okay, and that was a whole nother conversation. Go to WWHL.TV right now. First poll of the night. Was Stassi's apology sincere, Lala?
I really like her this year. I mean, we connected, so it may have been a little dramatic, but I think she meant it.
All right, and you guys are at 50-50. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Not since the election have I seen these kind of polls. Very good. Very interesting. Have you guys heard how perfect and amazing Rob is? Allow Sheena to remind you and remind you and remind you. Take a look.
Hey, how's it going?
It's an adventure.
After being with Shay, this is more the life I envisioned for myself. He like hooked the hitch up to my car and like did everything by himself. I'm like, can I help? He's like, I got this. He hung a TV on the wall in under 7 minutes. I timed him. I'm with a man who knows how to do everything. I'm happy as
I like my dick and I want to keep it attached
to me. I like his dick too.
And I don't want my dick to fall off.
Yeah. I don't want it to fall off either.
Like, here's the thing, if every
hashtag, it's all happening.
Oh my God. By the way, speaking of Sheena, Carl and Sheena have been a hot topic in the clubhouse lately. Did you know that?
I heard, actually.
Yeah, well, here's a refresher. Watch. Can you confirm that Sheena hooked up with Carl?
So I wasn't there, okay. But I can 1,000,000% confirm that it happened.
Wow. Do you know if that's true?
Right. I know what she knows and what all the rest of us know. So
and what is that?
I mean, we've all had some sort of confirmation of that.
So this is true. You and Sheena hooked up.
Sheena and I hooked up, yeah.
Wow. Very exciting. Well,
I think what she was upset about is that other people were talking about it on our behalf, which was frustrating because Kristen was not there, Stassi was not there, and Steven was not there either.
Right. So. Okay, how many times did it happen?
Two times.
Two times. Wow, will it happen again?
You got to watch this episode coming up next week.
Oh, wow.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
And well, they take push, it to the streets.
When push comes to shove, Jax is not too thrilled to be pushing 40, as it turns out. Watch.
I don't have a college degree, man. I have barely an associate's degree. I'm growing up on my 40s, okay? So there's not much time for me to, like...
Stop, Jax. We're not going to bartend it, sir, like, forever and ever and ever.
It's looking like that for me right now.
I worry that Jax feels that, you know, because a lot of us have things going on outside of the restaurant, that he might get left behind.
Oh. Okay, next poll of the night. Is it time for Jax to move on from Sir? I kind of really hope you say no, but everybody's saying
it. Oh, my God.
Okay, that is a landslide. Very good. Carl, tonight on Summer House, you revealed that you have 3 balls.
Well, listen, so it's...
Whoa.
I don't have 3 standalone balls.
Okay.
It's a common condition for some men when they're like 18 and like turning getting puberty.
Yes.
I developed like a little side growth on my
Okay. Muscle. A little and, side nut.
But no girl that I've ever dated. It's called a side Carl.
Okay. A side Carl. I love it.
So
all right.
No girl's ever noticed.
Okay, well, so congratulations.
I just opened up about it and here I am talking.
That can be your thing. It's like I have way more balls than you.
Yes, all right. Well, Lala and Carl came for your questions, but before we get to those, here's what 3 things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, on this season of Vanderpump Rules, Lala returned to Sir with a vengeance, and we've spent every episode marveling at her impressive Lalography. Take a look at some of her best moments so far.
Your man made out with my friend.
I want every woman to know their f***ing worth.
You've been having a tough time.
Let them talk.
I'm proud of us, man. Like a celebration.
I look in the mirror and I talk to every part of my body and I'm like, I love you.
I thank my little kitty cat because it takes that D like a champ.
I'm done with these men thinking that they can do whatever the f*** they want.
Dogs need to be put in the doghouse.
Learn your f***ing place, mother
I just want power of the pussy.
Very good. And by the way, Lala's mom is here beaming with pride. We're in a Lala shirt. Is that a Lala shirt?
It is. It's a Give Them Lala t-shirt.
Oh, my God. I love it. Well, here's what, Lala, since I can't get enough of how awesomely outspoken you've been this season, I'm going to put you to in different pump rules and summer house predicaments, and you tell me what would Lala do, okay? What would you do if your boyfriend was caught talking crap about you to another woman after cheating on you with her?
Bye, Felipe. You don't have my time anymore.
What would you do if a recently rekindled flame slammed a cake in your face and then tried to kiss you in front of the girl you were talking to?
Are you kidding me? Bye, Felipe. You no longer have the luxury of talking to me.
Oh, hear that, Carl? What would you do if your boyfriend told your friends he wouldn't care if you slept with somebody else?
First, I'd get a little physical with him, leave him a little roughed up, then I'd dip.
What would you do if your husband's excuse for allegedly cheating was that he was too drunk to remember?
Oh, but it's Schwartzy, and he's so sweet. If it were anyone else, I would kick him to the curb, but Schwartzy's like, oh, it's...
What would you do if your boyfriend got drunk and passed out in another girl's bed?
Why are you in her bed in the first place? You can't, pass out on the floor. That's much easier. You worked your way to her room. Why?
Thank you very much, Lala. Second, what first was a fight about the pasta is boiled over into a heavy portion of drama that's had most of us scratching our noodle. Lala, here's what's gone down with you and James this season. Watch.
My feelings are that you don't like my girlfriend.
Raquel offered me her pasta and the...
Don't with my bitch, because I will with your fat man.
You can't say whatever the you want.
Read between the lines. It ain't about the pasta.
Do you think James still like has feelings for you or something?
I've heard that from multiple people. James and I will never be romantically involved ever again.
Treat me with some respect if you want some goddamn respect.
Are we friends or are we not?
Nah.
Stop coming for my man.
I have a negative view on that man because he put the one I love in jeopardy. I've loved you.
You have Raquel now. I don't think he knows how to make the transition.
Okay, here's what. Go to WWHL.TV now. Tell us, do you think James and Lala are actually meant to be together?
That's right, guys. That's right. I gotta give a standing up.
After a bumpy first summer together, Carl and Lauren have proven that the second time isn't exactly the charm. And here's what. Once Ashley found out Lauren had been sleeping in Carl's bed, it made her want to pillow fight someone. Take a look.
I'm not trying to lead you on. More than anything, I just want to be your friend. I don't want a relationship. I want to have fun.
Made a cake royale. Let's make out.
I've been an open book with Lauren. She knows all the inner workings of Carl. So that kind of lets me off the hook.
What do you want from Lauren?
I want her to be a friend.
My sister looks so freaking pathetic right now that this guy has so much power over her.
What the f*** are you guys doing?
Don't do that.
Eat it, bitch.
Lauren's left, pick up the pieces, and where's Carl?
He's sleeping in the jacuzzi. I love it.
Go ahead.
I love the watermelon toss. That was amazing.
That was epic.
That was so epic. Good. On next week's Vanderpump Rules, Lala confronts James in the jacuzzi and tells him to cool his jets. Here's a sneak peek.
I was talking to your chick, and she was just saying, you and James, there's flirting involved. What are you going to do about that?
Nothing. She's going to have to deal with it. That's just James Kennedy.
If you ever disrespect me, you're going to look next to you, and you're not going to see Lala anymore.
If I had been that billionaire successful DJ, she would have definitely come along for the ride. Her man was the guy that had all of that, so she went running along with him. Do I think that could have happened? Absolutely.
You know Ray J hit it first before Kanye, right?
But I thought he was the white Kanye, so is he really Ray J? The wasted... He's the Ray J.
You both refer to each other yourselves in the third person, I will say, which is always interesting.
I've tried to stop.
I like it. Carl, at the end of tonight's episode, Steven said that you said the best head you've ever gotten was from a guy. What can you tell me about this?
I can tell you this, Andy, I am a straight man.
Yes.
Very confident in my sexuality.
Yes.
Steven is actually one of my first gay friends.
Yes.
I told him something. Yeah, I didn't really know how to communicate it to him, but I made more of a joke than I should have.
Okay.
But I told him a very private information about something that happened when I was 22.
Yep.
Took me 10 years to actually come to grips to, like, share it with someone. I shared it with one of my gay friends, and somehow that got permeated to other people finding out, and here I am having a conversation about it. Honestly, I felt like he betrayed my trust.
Yeah.
You guys have to tune in next week and see how it unfolds, but I'm a straight guy, I'm very confident in myself, and unfortunately, crazy shit happens to guys sometimes.
Jenna B. Said, did you really think that you and Lauren weren't in an exclusive relationship?
I mean, listen, guys are dumb. throw rocks at them. We never had that conversation, so.
Quinn L., Lala, what's your friendship status with Faith? Was she mad when you played the recording of Jax for Britney?
Who's Faith?
Gotta have faith.
Carl, Danny, I emailed, with the way Lauren acted at the July 4th party, do you think it was a bright idea to hook up with her the next morning?
You know, after 3 or 4 bottles of rosé, you never know what's a good idea.
Lala, Emma K., what's your honest opinion about James and Logan possibly hooking up?
I've never seen anything that would lead me to believe that they hook up. I think they have a great friendship. I think Logan is very much down for the cause as far as James goes. But you know what? Whatever happens with them behind closed doors is, you know, their business. It doesn't affect my life.
Carl, Callie S. wants to know, what do you think is the biggest misconception about you after all this?
That I'm a douchebag?
Let's go to Becky from Pennsylvania. Hey, Becky, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Love you. Love the show.
Thanks.
My question is for Lala.
Okay.
I wonder what James adds to her life that she puts up with all of his nonsense.
What does he add to your life?
You know what, my love? That is a great question, and I have just recently realized nothing. So that's what it is.
Okay, let's go to Casey from New York. Hey, Casey, what's your question for Carl?
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My question is for Carl. And I wondered if he thinks Steven is being the way he is because he has feelings for him.
Great question, Casey. Honestly, I don't know. He's one of my first gay friends. I do know that Steven has had a penchant for being in relationships or hooking up with guys that are straight but not out. But I'm very straight, so I don't know.
Are we on the same show?
Vanderhouse.
Yes, Vanderhouse.
Vanderhouse, I love
it. Well, it's game time, you guys. Over the 6 seasons that we've known Jax, he's had a lot of exes, but after watching him constantly complain about being 38 years old and having a bad back on tonight's episode, Jax's most traumatic breakup might have been with his youth. In honor of that, let's play Are They Older Than Jax?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Audience, that was terrible. I'm going to go through some familiar faces,
so,
and you say whether they've been on the face of the earth longer than Jax. Okay. Is Teddy Mellencamp older than Jax?
Yes.
She is younger. She's 36. Jax is 38. Is Seth Rogen older than Jax?
Jax looks really good for his age, right?
Okay.
Do I have to answer this?
Is Seth Rogen older?
Yes.
Seth Rogen's older.
He is not. He's 35. Okay, what about Kim Zolciak? Is Kim Zolciak older?
Yes.
Yes.
She is a year older.
Okay,
what about Britney?
One.
Is Britney Spears older than Jax?
Younger.
Younger.
Yes, she
Younger.
Is. She's 36.
Yeah. Got one.
What about Channing Tatum, who I believe that Jax knew when he was coming up in the modeling world? Is he younger than
Same
Jax?
Same age.
Same age. I think we're going to both.
They were roommates. He's 37, 1 year younger. What about our friend John Legend? Is he older than Jax?
Younger.
Younger.
He is older. He's 39. What about Beyonce? Is she older than
Younger.
Jax?
Younger.
She is 2 years younger, yes. What about Melissa Gorga? Is she older than Jax?
Older.
Younger.
She is the same age. What about Adele? Is she older than Jax?
Younger.
Younger.
She is. She's 29.
Oh, 29.
What about my man, John Mayer? Is he older than Jax?
Older.
Older.
He just turned 40. Thank you very much. By the way, Chrissy Teigen tweeted that that game was really shady. So Hannah G wants to know, Carl, do you regret anything about the way you handled things with Lauren?
Yes, I do. I definitely, I've got a lot of growing up to do. I was playing games. I let her on. She doesn't deserve that. But honestly, she's been very, like, compassionate about, you know, letting me kind of work it out and try to be friends with her at least.
Beautiful Instagram post, though.
Thank you.
Very heartfelt.
Thank you. No, it came from the heart. I said it because I think she deserves not to get all the shit she knows about how I've treated her.
We're on live TV.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yes.
My bad.
Lala learned her lesson, her first appearance. Let's go to Andrea from Florida. Remember Lala?
Oh, I haven't forgotten, Andy.
Hey, Andrea, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. I love you so much.
Thank
My question is for Lala.
Okay.
Do you think Stassi, Kristen, and Katie want to genuinely be your friend, or they just don't want to be on your bad side?
Honestly, at the beginning, I felt that maybe there was a motive behind it, and then I think they saw that I'm not so bad, and we have a genuine friendship now, and I have nothing bad to say about those girls. And Katie was born in Utah, and I'm sorry, we don't breed bad people in Utah, do we, Mama?
Right, because you are from Utah as well.
I am, yes.
Kara Z wants to know if it was hard to keep your relationship with your boyfriend a secret.
It was extremely difficult because he's a huge part of my life, but also, you know, I wouldn't have done anything differently. I look back on the season and I made up a lot of stuff and I would do it again and I would do it for anybody who didn't want to be on the show.
And by the way, you see
I'm
her
a
with
protector.
You tonight, which is really nice.
Yeah,
it is time for my mazel of the day. It goes to poor Fergie, who's apologized for last night's rendition in the national anthem, saying she tried her best. You know, Fergie, you have no need to apologize. If anything, you cheered up the internet for a whole day. Tonight's Jackal goes to President Trump for going after Oprah on Twitter late last night, saying, just watched a very insecure Oprah Winfrey, who at one point I knew very well, interview a panel of people on 60 Minutes. The questions were biased and slanted, blah, 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 blah. Hope Oprah once runs so she can be defeated. I'm sorry, but is this the woman you just called insecure? Is that
yes.
an insecure oh, woman?
You better slay, girl. You better slay.
I don't,
2020.
I don't know. I don't see it. She don't look that insecure to me. I want to thank Lala, Carl, and Stanislav for being here. The after show with Lala from Vanderpump Rules and Carl from Summer House. And my trainer, Stanislav Kravchenko. Hey, Stan. Stan, you're doing a lot of thumbs up tonight, aren't you?
I love it.
Stan, you're taking your citizenship test, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes.
Correct.
And so what did you learn about President's Day?
It's a Washington birthday.
Yes.
Yes.
George Washington.
George Washington
birthday.
Yes.
But it's not today. It was around now, right?
Exactly, yes.
Yes. Okay, very good. Stan and I are refreshing about Congress and the House of Representatives, right?
Yes.
Hamilton.
Senate.
What else?
Yes. Hamilton, the musical.
Yes, we'll take you to Hamilton.
Yeah, phenomenal, by the way.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
How you doing, Annie? It's Big Fat Joey.
Hey, Big Fat Joey from Jersey. How you been, man?
Good, buddy. How you been doing?
Good. How's your son, Joey Jr.?
He's living large, laying low.
Good. What's your question, Big Fat Joey?
Well, first, I'd like to quick shout-out to Stanny. Love you, Stanny, on Andy's Instagram.
Oh, he likes you on my Instagram, Stan. Nice. Wow, Stan is heavily
Stanny.
Featured on my Instagram stories. Yeah. What's your question, Big Fat Joey?
Glad to see you guys over at the Summer House eating at my pal Zach Erdem's Kozu. But,
yes.
Carl, what's your relationship with Lauren since the filming has ended for this past summer?
So we're in a good place right now. We're really good friends. I see her a lot. She gets a bad rap sometimes, I think, for, you know, how aggressive she can get. But, no, we're in a good place. We have a lot of good fun, but we're friends.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where you call? And you're straight. Right? And we know you're straight.
Yes, I'm straight. More life.
Caller, what's your name and... Yeah.
Oh, sorry. My name's Erica, and I'm calling from Talmadge, Ohio. Andy, I absolutely love you.
Thank you, Erica.
Okay, and my question is for Lala.
Okay.
Lala, do you feel that Dax and Brittany are going to make it for the long run?
I mean, I really hope not, because she's such an incredible person, and I really don't think he deserves her. I think he's a great guy, but he just needs to remain single.
Back to the phones, caller. What's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. It's Bethany from New York City.
Hey, Bethany. I know another Bethany from New York City.
No, Stephanie.
Stephanie.
Oh, Stephanie. You know what? You say Stephanie, I hear Bethany. What's your question, okay. Stephanie?
My question is for Carl. Hi, Carl. I met you at Chopped one time in Soho.
Oh.
Oh.
I love Chopped.
Did you make out?
That's creepy. I wanted to.
Oh, she wanted to. Oh,
she wanted to. Yeah, don't we all?
My question is, what is your biggest regret from this season so far?
What's your biggest regret from the season so far?
I think the first dinner, when I got there, I was blacked out. And
right.
Oh. I had a lot of other stuff going on, and I definitely overdrank and was just being an asshole to everybody. So that's what I regret. I'll see you at Chopped.
Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Andy. So my question is for Lala.
Okay.
And it is, do you think that Kevin Lee was let off the hook too easily with the comments towards Katie's weight?
Yes, and my biggest regret last season was body shaming just a person, let alone a woman. And the fact that he felt comfortable enough to walk up to somebody, it brought tears to my eyes when I saw that. If someone would have said that to me, someone would be bleeding. That is for sure. Katie, you're gorgeous. You're hot. I love that booty. Don't listen to Kevin Lee. He doesn't know anything. Tell him to fix his hair, please.
All right. I want to thank Lala and Carl and Stanny for more. Click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot. And someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.